This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark's co-founder, Margie Samuels, was a designer and genius behind the original label. It's Women's History Month, so I'd like to shout out another incredible woman I aspire to, a woman who knows how to let her hair loose and take charge. The one and only Jessica St. Clair, who co-hosts The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm so honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. I got a fun, personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. So cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Jessica. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024 Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Lemonada.
What's up with that fire, boy?
Hey everybody, Sue Jin here.
And Kulop.
And you're listening to Add to Cart,
a show about the things we buy and buy into.
And this week we're talking about what Kulop and I have added to our carts.
Plus, we're doing something called a mystery category. And
and then our ultimate quarantine buy, well, so far. So yeah. Let's get into it.
Okay, so Sujin, is no surprise to anyone, and certainly I know not you, this is a Thanksgiving unlike any other, unlike any Thanksgiving we've ever experienced in our lifetime. Why, yes, it is a Thanksgiving in isolation, or a cozy tea gives is the positive spin on it.
I like your positive spin. Sure, let's go with a coat. What does a cozy tea gives look like versus just a regular old stinky Thanksgiving?
Stinky Thanksgiving? You know what? Yeah, let me explain. And why don't actually, you know what? Let's just get into add to cart.
Yeah.
Add to cart. And what I'm adding to cart is said cozy Thanksgiving. I'm going to tell you that much like everything I say with a smile is drenched in sadness.
I just want to note that I do hear an elevated tone of aggression. Anyway, just a slight.
She's trying to force it being okay. She's trying to make the most of it because she once read that you get knocked down 7 times, you get back up 8. And she's also tired.
Look at that. Aggression meter broken off the charts.
Off the charts.
Please back away from the aggression meter.
Imploding in 3, 2, 1.
It's sad.
It's sad.
Because you love your gatherings. You love your holidays. You love, your home is so beautiful. You're such hostess. Such a, we call, in Korean, we say it's a sonika. You have a very big hand. It means you're just a generous person. And you love to give.
And my favorite thing in the world is a crowded table. And that cannot be. Mm. And our plans that we once had, you know, days ago, which was for my in-laws and my sister-in-laws to come visit us from Orange County, take a fun COVID test before they came, has gone away because we are in, it's either the second or third by my count wave of coronavirus 19.
Yeah.
And that's gone. Mm-hmm. And I'm sad about it. And I had Sujin Pak, what can only be described as a Friday night adult tantrum.
Oh my God. What does a Kulop tantrum look like?
It's where she can no longer be pleasant. or look at the bright side. And she sort of devolves. Well, husband tries to make it better. And that's where he went wrong. That's where he goes wrong.
God, classic. Classic failure. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't do that.
I'm feeling bad. And he's like, it's not that bad. I'm like, oh, boy.
Stand up straight. Because I'm swinging. I'm swinging hard. Stand up straight, my man. You're tall.
It's unwise. Well, if he's sitting down and I'm already pacing and that's what he throws at me, he's just asking for it is what I'm saying.
What he didn't do was he didn't put his batteries in his aggression meter. So he couldn't see the swivel of the needle.
That's right.
Because I would have got out my meter and been like, ooh, it's time to shut the F up and just let her pace. You know what I mean? Feel all the feelings.
Now, is that meter available on Amazon? Because that's something that I would definitely add to his cart.
That's going to be in our add to cart subscription box that one of these days we'll get together.
Once it gets invented, truly, that is just money to be harvested.
Saving marriages.
Yes.
This is what we're doing here, saving marriages. So he says, well, it's not going to be that bad. And
I was watching all the news and reading all the news and seeing the numbers and how little hospital beds and looking at the map.
Fun.
It went from election map to COVID map, where everything save for Maine is a deep bloody red. And Chris Hayes is talking about Thanksgiving and how nobody can see each other. And I just get up and I say to Scott, and I say it like this with this energy, with balled up fists. And I say, I'm a social person and this is hard. And he goes, it's okay. That's where he went wrong. And I go, we're in the middle of it. And he goes, it's not the middle. I was like, That is actually a very accurate reenactment.
Now I understand what happened after that. You went into 12 hours of Christmas decorating.
It wasn't 12 hours. I told you it was five.
That's
five
a
hours
lie.
Is a long
That's
time.
A lie. I what? Saw on the Instagram Live, there is no way that you got giant Christmas ornaments to sit askew on the bottom of your staircase underneath a 20-foot garland.
It's not 20 feet, guys.
Sorry, 40 feet of Christmas garland.
I was saying it was less. You went the other way.
You have a pair of matching deer nestled on some sort of countertop. It took you more than five. But anyway.
But Soo-Jin, you have to understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have kids who need other things from me. I go into a fugue state and I have very organized boxes and then I just go, okay? I go and I try to control something because I can't control COVID, but it doesn't matter that I've been doing and I've been being a good girl, but because it's worse now. It's worse now and it doesn't make sense.
You're right. You're right.
Why aren't we healing?
You're right. You're absolutely right, Kulap. You have every right. We've been doing this for so long. You've been doing so good.
Thank you.
You've been doing so strong.
Thank you.
You've been doing so kind.
I am kind.
Yeah. And it sucks.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But so Thanksgiving. I think this Thanksgiving is really going to be one to remember.
Scott's like, how do I eject myself from this Thanksgiving scenario? No. So what are you guys going to do?
It's just going to be me and him. And in the past, I would be somebody who would be cooking. I've never not done the turkey since we've been together. I'm not cooking the turkey this year, which is a shame. But hey, if you're at home and you're going to cook a turkey, might I recommend Nom Nom Paleo Spatchcock Turkey recipe?
Is that an add to cart?
That's an add to cart. Add to cart. This is a sub add to cart. If you're cooking for just people in your household, in your family unit, your pod, and you're like, hey, I want to try something different. Try a spatchcock turkey by Nom Nom Paleo. That's a plug because I love Michelle Tam, who's the author. She has two books out there. I own both of them. Great, great recipes. Go to her. But I won't be doing that this year. I will be ordering in, which is very sad to me. It is sad, but I'm going to make the most of it. What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Wait, sorry. Before we move on, why can't you cook a turkey?
For just me and Scott? Are you insane?
I'm going to go through all that for just him.
God. What about like a small, what do you call them? Oh my God.
What? You want me to make what? Like a quail? You want me to skewer two quails?
I was going to suggest.
You want me to have a weird kebab Thanksgiving, Soo-jin? Are you out of your mind?
Yeah, you just...
Just put things on sticks?
I don't know where, what freeway exit you got off of. Because last I checked, you and I are both children of Asian immigrants. Right. My mother looks at a turkey and is like, what the fuck is that? I'm not eating that. I could put a saddle on it and ride it to the Ranch One grocery store. What? Eat that.
Look, your mom's a diminutive woman. She's delicate.
You know, growing up, you know damn well your mother never spatchcocked a turkey.
No, that was mine.
I don't know where you've been living.
So you're saying you don't do any traditional Thanksgiving cooking is what you're saying.
God, no. I'm sorry. And also, turkey's disgusting.
No, it's not, Soo-jin. Not you haven't had... My turkey.
I'd rather.
Okay, I will allow that you've had bad turkey in the past, but I cannot accept that you would not love my turkey. I cannot.
I mean, I hope that one day we can see each other in person, and I hope we will spend all of that time spatchcocking a turkey, and then I will eat it, and I'll let you know my honest opinion.
Well, what are your Thanksgiving plans?
So my Thanksgiving plans are my plans yesterday and tomorrow and, oh, wait, hold on, and last week and the week before, and wait a minute, last month, the same people will be over at the same time.
It'll just happen to be Thanksgiving.
It'll happen to be Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving will be lovely, but it's not going to be that different than any other day.
Okay, Soo-jin, what did you add to cart?
Speaking of Thanksgiving, I like to stock my fridge with delicious sparkling beverages. As you may or may not know, I don't drink alcohol, right?
Oh, this I know. That part I know.
So I don't drink because I am missing, for those of you who care, both enzymes. As an Asian person, you're generally missing just one. But I'm missing both, so...
Well, you're a high achiever.
Always looking to one up. And so I've never been able to drink, so I don't know what it's like to drink. But anyway...
It's highly overrated, just so you know.
Is it? Yeah. It looks fun.
It is. But, you know, as we progress in age, it's not as fun, that recovery.
Yeah, the recovery. Mm-hmm. But I would have liked to have spent my 20s in a daze like everybody else. My 20s are crystal clear and
my recollection.
Replay sharp focus all the time.
Yes.
Anyway.
HD, my memory.
So I don't know if you're familiar. I've got two sparkling drinks around the holidays. One of them is quite expensive, so I like to stock up on it just around the holidays to share with my loved ones.
Oh.
These are Kamino. I said kimono because they're Japanese drinks, but Kamino drinks. And for a packet of 12, they're $35. What does that come out to?
Mm-hmm.
I know.
35 divided by 12.
I don't know.
I actually am very bad at math.
Me too. I want to say it's $3-ish. $3 and change per beverage.
Okay. And that's a small can. It's a tight can.
It's a small can. It's an elegant can, if you will.
8.45 fluid ounces.
The flavor that I love is yuzu.
Oh.
Yuzu is like a really big citrus in Japan. Mm-hmm. It's somewhere between, I think, a lemon and an orange.
Mandarin,
and
maybe?
I like, there are two things I require of my sparkling beverages. One is that it's not sweet.
Okay. Yeah, I don't like a sweet.
But it's flavored. It's flavored, but it's not sweet. And number two, them bubbles better be tight. Tiny.
You don't want a loose bubble.
I don't want a loose bubble. I want a tight,
what
tiny,
does that mean?
Mini bubble. I want when you open it up and you get that first sip, it must tickle your tongue.
Okay.
Tickle. Like little tiny elves dancing on the tip of your tongue.
So it's not too abrasive, but it's there.
Yeah, you want it to be really just like super bubbly, just tiny, 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 tiny bubbles. Okay. So, for example, I don't love a sparkling Perrier. Those bubbles are too big.
They're too out there. Yeah. They're too loud. What did you think of my Mountain Valley Spring? Where did it fall?
I love Mountain Valley. We get mm-hmm. Mountain Valley delivered, not sparkling, and those bubbles are too big. Sorry, cool.
All right. You know what? I put myself out there to hear this true feedback, and I accept it.
Did I take one home? Yes.
Yes, of course you did.
So I don't even know where you can get this. I've never seen this in a grocery store. That's why I order it online. However, the other sparkling beverage that I like to get carts of and I bulk up on, this is my everyday sparkling beverage, and you can get this at Whole Foods or anywhere, is this guy. Guayaki yerba mate. Flavor is very important here.
Okay.
Grapefruit, ginger, sparkling mate. They're all around the same price. So you get a pack of 8 here for $32. They're expensive. This is how I justify it. I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
I don't drink alcoholic beverages.
No coffee. Your tea? Do you do tea?
Tea. I do tea.
But can I say something? You don't have to justify anything to me, but I understand why you're doing it. But just so you know.
Oh, yeah. No, I keep a running tally in my mind of all the money I spend, and I have to constantly justify it to the crazy person living in my head. Like when I pick up one of these and it says $2.49 at Whole Foods, mm-hmm. I have to stop and be like, for real? And you know what's so crazy is because it is a little expensive, I cut it with
water,
with sparkling water. So one can will last me an entire day.
Whole other topic here.
Do you like the flavor, or do you like the flavor watered down?
Well, I've gotten so used to it watered down.
Hold on.
Every once in a while, if I'm feeling like, hey, I deserve it, or like I've had a long day, I'll have half a can uncut. I start cutting the yerba mate during lunch, and so then I have half a can left, usually around after dinner or in the you know, like the day is done.
Yeah
You survived another day, we're putting this one to bed. And I say, sometimes I'm like, I'm not gonna cut this other half of this can, I'm just gonna give it to myself straight.
And I just gotta wonder, is it warm at that point?
No it always has to be cold. So yes, it's in the refrigerator. And yes, there are open cans of this in the fridge. Have I been known to just drink random open cans of this and it's lost all of its sparkliness? Because Lord knows how long it's been. Because you lose track. Have I ever had a full can uncut of this yerba mate sparkling? No.
Have you? No.
Never. I can't do that.
Never?
Never.
Not even now, on Christmas Day?
I don't know.
Christmas,
well, maybe
the holiday that President Trump gave back to us. Not even that.
Maybe this Christmas 2020, it won't be like other Christmases. I will treat myself. Oh my goodness. But I have yet to have an entire can. Now, I want to say, for those of you curious, there are many flavors. And I say the grapefruit ginger once again, because it's the only one that's actually less sugar. The rest of them have so much sugar, I've never even tasted them.
Okay, so my question though is that you say that, but is it the only one that has enough flavor that you can taste traces of it when you've cut it with other lesser unflavored sparkling water?
Mm-hmm. What you said. I see nothing wrong with this.
No. Well, maybe I do see some things wrong with it, in the sense that I feel that you deserve a full can. I want you to have a full can. I want your life to be a full can.
Of yerba mate? I don't know. It sounds like a lot of work. There's just so many things I have to change for me to be that person. I'm already tired thinking about it. So I will consider that. I'm going to write that down in my journal in invisible ink. And I'm going to consider that for 2021 as a potential New Year's resolution.
All right. I think the act of writing it down in visible ink or not and then setting on fire, I think there's some sort of alchemy that's happening there. And, you know, it's not for me. It's not outcome based. I just want you to know that. And I thank you for sharing the specifics of this. I didn't see it coming. I didn't know that's where we're going to go.
Neither did I. Oh, my God. It was so personal. Jesus Christ. I thought this one's going to be a boring one. I just was like, well, I don't know. I order these sodas.
What I'm realizing, and in such a delightful way, that there isn't anything that shall be ordinary with you, Soo Jin Park.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I fear and excitement. Isn't it just the same edge of the blade?
One cuts much deeper, you know?
Yeah, fair enough. So, Jen, I want to tell you about two other things that I added to cart. They're kind of, I'm going to group them together, which is their new places to shop online.
Oh, wait, I got an invitation from one of your places.
Okay, that's right. That place was, I don't even know how to say it. Is it Olivella? Olive LA? Olive LA? I don't even know, but we'll share the link. And so it's a luxury fashion and beauty retail concept where 20% of the proceeds support at-risk communities. And this holiday, 20% of the net proceeds from every purchase supports St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And so you buy things, like today I bought a present for my friend for her birthday, and I was able to select what partner that they'd give it to. And so it's no cost to us. It's a deal that
I love that
this has with the designers.
What did you get for your friend?
I got her a pearl bracelet, and I got her some masks because she's very athletic. She's my friend who teaches me. She's my kickbox trainer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I got her these cool masks that are for active people because she runs. She runs on the beach and stuff. Like for miles.
Wow.
And on trails for miles.
And then you were able to, 20% of what you spent went to St. Jude's, which is one of the best. I love that.
Yes.
That organization.
And so I'm thinking this is where I'm going to go to for holiday shopping.
Mm.
So I can shop and, you know, also be doing good at the same time. So that's the first one. The other thing I want to share, it's an app and it's called Fast AF. And they do same day delivery, only available in Los Angeles at the moment. And they like offer 1,200 items from 170 brands. It's very like LA vibe. Their categories are like LA essentials, personal care, spiritual healing, beverages, pets.
That are delivered to your doorstep. And how fast do they deliver it?
2 hours.
2 hours.
Like a quicker than Amazon situation.
Okay.
But of course, you know, it's a smaller selection and it's more curated. So this is what I got. And I got it, I think, yesterday. So I ordered Glossier Boy Brow Pomade for $16. I got a Theragun Mini for $199. I got a La Colombe Double Shot Draft Latte. It was so cold. $3. I got Hello, I'm Ugly Dried and Diced Nectarines Snacks. I got Bala 1 pound wrist ankle weights in the color blue for $49. That's a lot, but also I was given a code to get $100 off.
Let me just think about what you were doing yesterday. You were just like, hey, I'm in my house. Oh, again. Wait a minute. I feel like I want to do my brows today. Wait, shit. Where is that Glossier?
I don't.
Boy brow. Fuck. All right, let me go to this. All right, let me go to.
Wait, this app on my phone.
Let me go to Dark Store here. Let me get the. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
What's that?
Theragun. I am tight. I'm so sore. I do need that. Is that kind of how it happened? You were like.
Yeah, definitely.
Let me just go for the Glossier eyebrow thing. And then now I've got a Theragun and some weights.
You forgot about Hello, I'm Ugly, upcycled white nectarine bits. Hello, I'm Ugly. And you know what? Buying this, I prevented 2.25 pounds of ugly fruit from becoming waste. Pretty cool, huh?
I have thoughts about that, and my thoughts are controversial. I don't know if I want to share them. Every time I pass by that display and I see the price of those ugly fruit things, I think... Yeah. what sucker is falling for this marketing? I mean, there's maybe an apricot and a half in that packaging. It's beautiful packaging.
It's nectarines.
The font is gorgeous.
Yes.
It's in a color palette that's so pleasing to the eye.
Yes.
That is
what you're paying for.
In a nutshell.
Yes. How many times do I have to tell you I'm about aesthetics? Well, also understand, I got $100 off.
Oh, that's right.
You got to factor that in as well.
Will you tell me how that Theragun is? I've been dying.
We come from a people who need heat. Yeah. And who love a massage, who love all hands on bod. And that's something that I just miss so much. So I'm trying to make it work, you know? So two possible carts for everybody out there. Yeah. As I explore them further, I'll be sure to keep everyone updated. This is Cool Up, your life sock for Add to Cart.
Cool. I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but my brother's nickname for me is Shujin.
No.
He calls me Shujin because I cannot resist shoes. I have so many pairs of shoes. And it's not because I love shoes. It's because, as you know, I've got little bony, narrow, weird feet.
Bird feet. Yeah. That's
bird feet. And it's so hard for me to find comfortable shoes.
I get it. It's why when it comes to shoes, I think a lot of it is about the quality of how it's made that can make the biggest difference, which is why we are so happy here on the pod to take comfort with Born Shoes.
That's right. Born Shoes are comfortable for so many reasons, okay? First, they're made with the absolute best top quality soft leather, and the shoes have extra cushion for support. I just got a perfect pair of sandals for warmer weather. It's like in a sophisticated wine burgundy color. Mm. And this leather, it's so soft from the get-go, it feels like you've had this pair for years.
Go to bornshoes.com today for a 15% discount plus free ground shipping on all full-price shoes when you use our promo code ADDTOCART. That's promo code ADDTOCART for 15% off and free shipping, available exclusively to our listeners for just a limited time. This episode of Add to Cart is brought to you by Maker's Mark. You may not know that Maker's Mark co-founder Margie Samuels was the designer and genius behind the original label. And now, in honor of Women's History Month, Maker's Mark has partnered with the talented artist Gail Kabaker to hand-paint a beautiful label, which you can personalize with the name of a spirited woman you know, someone who makes an impact on you or in their community. In honor of this Women's History Month, I want to shout out an amazing woman I love and admire, my Leo Moon Capricorn Sun Scorpio Rising June Diane Raphael. She hosts the show, The Deep Dive, also here on the Lemonada Network. I'm honored to be a part of a community of strong women and want to pass it on. And as part of this Women's Month, I got a fun personalized label bottle from Maker's Mark. Cheers to you, Margie, and cheers to you, Junie. And you can join in on the fun. This month, order a free label and let a spirited woman in your life know just how special she is to you. Head to makersmark.com/personalize. Fill in the details and then shout out the woman you know who is making a difference. Maker's Mark makes their bourbon carefully, so please enjoy it that way. Maker's Mark Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, 45% alcohol by volume. Copyright 2024, Maker's Mark Distillery Incorporated, Loretto, Kentucky. When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, so our next segment is something we're calling a mystery category, right? Where we secretly choose a category and then pick, you know, items that fall into that category. So, Kulab, you don't know what my mystery category is.
No,
I don't know what your mystery category is. We like to keep it sexy. We like to keep it fresh. I like to keep my Kulab on her toes, interested. Too much?
No, it's exactly right. I mean, I feel like since you and I have both been in marriages, in relationships for a long time, even though our relationship is fresh, we're already playing defensive, we're offensive, we're like, let's keep it there, you know, let's,
yeah,
we know the pitfalls,
yeah,
we don't want to fall into like old rhythms.
Well, have we already sailed through the honeymoon phase?
I don't think we have.
I'm still in my honeymoon phase with you.
Oh, 100%. But I just love how we're still like, let's spice it up. My category is open carts across the internet.
Ooh, what does that mean?
Well, that means there. I have carts, and I know you do too. I have many carts, you know, that I put things in, and then I walk away from them. You know that saying, if you let it go and it comes back, then it's meant to be.
That's right.
And I guess I'm not quite sure how that applies. Now that I walked it through, that maybe doesn't apply to this. But maybe, sort of. Let me try to make it work. If I still want it, yeah, and I still remember that it exists,
yeah,
and I go back, then I'm likely to purchase.
Yeah.
And so that's what that is.
I understand that. Yeah, that's like, it's like your open carts are things that you're like, huh, like I'm considering. I'm going to put it in a cart.
Yes.
I'm not going to add to cart. I'm going to put it in a cart. I'm not going to process payment, let's say.
That's right.
I'm going
to
add it to the cart. I'm not going to process the payment. Okay, cool, cool. Mm-hmm. Wait, before you tell me what your open cart is,
yeah,
how long has this cart been open?
Okay. The cart in my mind has been open since quarantine.
Mm.
This actual cart, because it was discussed over the weekend.
Mm.
Now I'm looking at specific models of electric bikes. And the company is called Vintage Electric Bikes.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I'm looking at is the Cafe model. Now, of course, the price you're wondering, because I'm not going to get a cheap one. But that said, this is the cheapest model at $3,995.
What?
And also, it starts there because trust that I will get accessories.
And trust that shit will get stolen. You better have an industrial lock on that thing.
They're going to get into my house?
Oh, are you just riding this around your...
my neighborhood. Okay, well, my friend Nick Kroll got one. He was driving around people's houses in our part of town. And then before the weekend, my friend Tall John Schrader, who is 6'9", that's why we call him Tall John. He just got one. He's got one coming in. And I was like, well, if he's got one, I want us to be able to ride bikes together like little kids, like Stranger Things. But we're all 40 plus.
And going so fast.
Going so faster than these hills. And then now my buddy Paul Scheer just got one. And I'm like, this is the start of a gang that I want to be a part of.
This is like a 40 plus,
yeah,
electric bike gang in the Hollywood Hills.
That's right. That's right. And it's not like mods with Vespas. And it's not like those the men who actually cycle. This is a little lazier. It's a lot lazier.
Oh,
yeah. And, you know, but it's just truly, truly so that we can ride bikes together. Like, this is like a Christmas gift, but I want it before Christmas. So that's what I'm really playing with in my head. Like, this would be a perfect thing to ask Scott for Christmas, but I also want it sooner than that. So I'm just thinking about these things. I'm just weighing these things in my head.
I love the idea of an electric bike. This is a pricey electric bike, but it's, yeah, beautiful.
It's just so good looking.
And I know that that matters and that means something to you.
Yeah, I'm shallow.
And I have a feeling that I'll be testing this thing.
I mean,
I like a handlebar that's high. Is that weird?
You want a higher handlebar?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm not a good bike rider or a good electric bike rider, so I like to feel very low in my seat, high in my handlebars.
Like a Harley. You want a Harley style.
Yeah, I was thinking more of a tricycle, but yeah. I love it.
So that is something I've been considering and looking at.
Open cart. That's very interesting because my mystery category is sort of related to your open cart because it's both, now that you've explained to me your category. So my category is, does this make me look weird? So these are items that I have in open carts that I haven't pulled the trigger on. And I fear in sharing them with you and whoever is listening that it may make me look weird. I am comfortable with that, but I'm also...
I mean, I appreciate you being vulnerable at this moment.
I know. This is vulnerable for me. So I've got, I don't, I mean, this is a big buildup to probably nothing, but I never know. That's why I never know with you.
The stakes are high.
So in my mystery category called Does This Make Me Look Weird? Mm-hmm. I have a Royal 79-100 Epic Manual typewriter for $168.37. It is an old-fashioned typewriter. It's not like a vintage typewriter. It's not a used typewriter, because those actually I looked into and they were quite expensive. And then I got afraid that, like, would I find the right ink for it? But this has been sitting in an open cart for a while.
Okay, so this is furthering a tale that you've been talking about, really. And I think it's very much related to your voicemail service. For you to get a Royal Epoch manual typewriter. I assume that's how you will take down your messages for yourself. Is that incorrect or correct?
First of all, I blush because I am seen. And I feel so seen. So visibly seen by you.
You are, and I love it. I love it. But it is a character is being formed right now. She's a fashionable old-timey gal.
Go on.
I assume pretty soon you'll be speaking in an American Standard accent.
Took a little turn there. All right. Listen. You are correct. I didn't think about it. You're right. This could be loosely tied to the narrative that I am spinning here called The Truth about my soul.
Yes.
That, yeah, I want to retreat from humanity. True. I could see that. Okay. I could see that. But the top layer, the top layer of why I did this was actually something, you know, more, oh God, just saying the word makes me sweat, you know, more sentimental.
Oh.
Which I have a very hard time with that. Is that an emotion? I don't know what that is. Is that an action?
Why don't you like to be sentimental?
I don't know why. I'm not a sentimental person generally. But anyway.
Okay.
So I was thinking about just like these times, and I'm looking at my kids and I'm thinking about all of my friends who, you know, we don't get to see so often. And I thought, man, like, how fun would it be to write letters and put them in the mail and send them to friends and have my kids do that, you know, to relatives? And
I think it would be lovely.
I don't know. There was something kind of, yeah, romantic about it. I love the idea of writing something and not being able to, like, edit it. I'm sure there's an edit delete function on this, but just like the idea that you just sort of write something down and you fold it up and you get it in the mail. I don't know. There was something romantic.
When you write on a typewriter, it is very satisfying. It's percussive. Yes. It's that part of it alone is just
The tactileness. Yes,
the sound. So that I totally get it.
Cool.
I love it. I don't think it makes you look weird.
I was a little nervous.
Yeah. But here's the other thing. I just want you to know, I know that you're weird. And so I just don't know what you're going to bring to me that I'm not either just going to totally enjoy, certainly for the sake of this podcast, but also because I'm weird.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's obviously, that's why we're here. So this next item in the category of Does This Make Me Look Weird? Is a recent open cart.
Okay.
It's this plant-based feminine care company.
Okay.
Called The Honey Pot. They have everything that's related to taking care of your lady parts. You know, they've got washes, wipes. So the thing about this, though, I'm just wondering. I like the idea of this. I like the idea of, like, a small female-run business that is very much into making sure that the products are natural and that sort of thing. But I guess my question is like, do we need, like, separate things to keep our honey pots clean? Like, do they just naturally clean themselves? And like, do I need a whole separate line of this? Like, is this like a marketing thing, or is this necessary?
Is it a scam? Is what you're asking? If it's a scam, you didn't want to come so harsh on it, but you're wondering if it's a scam.
I feel like this is something that, as we continue with this podcast and build hopefully a very intimate and loving relationship with our audience, like, I would love to get a consensus on this. Like, how many women out there actually use products very specifically catered towards your lady parts, your vagina, your labia?
Well, how do you feel about, like, the goop candle? Like, this is what my vagina smells like. This is what my orgasm smells like.
Wait, what? There's a candle that smells like your vagina?
Oh, yeah. Well, Gwyneth's.
Well, oh, wait. It smells like Gwyneth's vagina?
Well, basically, it's goop, so that's my assumption.
Oh, I bet her vagina smells lovely. what does it smell like? Oh, my God. What would your vagina...
It will not smell like Gwenny's. I promise you that.
This is a great question. Is it? Let me answer you. What would it smell like? What tones?
What notes? What top note? What notes are we talking? Like a bergamot?
Yeah.
Like a jasmine.
I think maybe it's a little woodsy, a little cedar cut with some yuzu.
I'd like to take a walk in that. That's a forest I'd like to take a walk in.
What does your vagina smell like?
Whatever it smells like, you don't want to light it up in a closed room. That's for sure. On a good day, it smells like oatmeal.
We're talking like an Irish sort of cut?
Organic quick cut. Quick cut. You get to that real quick. That's on a good day. So, like so much of the country, we have fallen in love with pickleball. But when we wanted to find something cute to wear on the court or even athleisure wear that was pickleball related, we found that most everything out there was just goofy. T-shirts with pickles holding a paddle saying, "I'm a big dill." Have you seen that one?
Okay. Yeah.
We couldn't find actual pickleball clothing that took the sport seriously because we're serious about it. But, you know, we want it to be fun and cute.
One of the best things about pickleball is that it is truly for everyone. The court is an equalizer. The youngest play and are competitive, and the elderly sweep up at tournaments. It's a brilliant game that brings out the athlete in everyone. But a brand that is really made for everyone? Well, that's really hard to find.
And that's why Dilly Co. is so rare. Dilly Co. has paddles for new, intermediate, and advanced players. They have clothes that are complementary to all body types, all players who love the game, and it is so cute.
They want people to feel good, look good, and then play as good as they look and feel. That goes for their apparel, their paddles, and their gear. And I cannot tell you how obsessed I am with everything they've sent us. I love their local players only hoodie. It's so cute, and it is just constantly in my athletic wear rotation.
And I love the paddles. Look, I'm new to the pickleball game, so I've been kind of using these like free paddles my kids got from school. These are on a different level. Now I get to carry pickleball paddles like a professional. So thank you, Dilly Co., for making that happen.
Go to thedillyco.com and use code ADDTOCART15 to get 15% off. That's thedillyco.com and code ADDTOCART15 for 15% off.
Carters, there's an obsession I don't really talk about on the show. I mean, you know about my snack addictions, my search for the perfect sunscreen, but stumbling on really good pottery is my secret obsession. So I'm excited to introduce you to East Fork, founded by potters. East Fork celebrates the beauty of American-made ceramics. Each dish is durable, non-toxic, and dishwasher safe. They carry a full range of dinnerware from the mug that broke the internet, believe me, she's a beauty, to an everyday bowl, which you will end up using every day. To me, it's the heft of good ceramic bowls and mugs that just remind you to take stock of the simple things that bring you joy in life. Plus, as you know, in my house, we're so conscious of what things are made of. And to say this is non-toxic ceramic, lead-free, and
gorgeous? Well, you just have no idea how hard it is to check off all of those boxes on something you love. I am so excited. If you're ready to invest in your forever dishes, or you're looking for timeless, high quality, and thoughtfully made gifts as we head into wedding and summer celebration season, head to eastfork.com/add to cart to get 15% off your first order. Time to talk underwear, party people.
I mean, it's our favorite subject, Suchin. It's like, when is it not time to talk about underwear? So we finally decided to see if the hype was worth it and ordered ourselves some Skims Fits Everybody underwear.
When we got this Skims package, did I feel like a 23-year-old influencer prancing off to Coachella with my Stanley Cup? Yes, yes, I did. I put my order in for the Fits Everybody full brief. Okay, there is no other for me, right? There's something about getting this color espresso, which I ordered. It's like a dark chocolate undie. What? It feels like I am wearing nothing. Negative fabric. Like I'm wearing science, Kulop. I texted it to you when I first put them on. It still feels like that.
I like a full, but I also got sort of a cheeky high-waisted. And I want to be honest about this fabric, which hugs and holds the body. Sue, I'm wearing some right now.
I can tell. There's a sparkle in your eye. The Fits Everybody collection is available in sizes XS to 4X. You can shop now at skims.com, plus get free shipping on orders over $75.
After you place your order, be sure to let them know we sent you. Select podcast in the survey and be sure to select our show in the drop-down menu that follows. Let's move on to another category, Suchin. Another category. And we've already sort of touched on it, but let's give it its own time, which is questionable quarantine buy-ins. I'd like you to start.
Oh, me?
Please, yes.
This questionable quarantine purchase is not questionable anymore. I've tried it a few times and I love it. It's also very unlike me because it is quite a bit of money. I feel like I spent close to $3,000 on this thing.
Ooh.
But it's an indoor infrared portable sauna.
Yes.
There it is.
Yes. You had to explain it to me maybe five times. And then I was like, can I have a photo? Because I just couldn't understand what was happening.
It looks like a beautiful, like, Montessori kids tent. You know, it's made out of... It's made out of probably your drop cloth. It's like organic cotton. Mm-hmm, it's grounded. There's no EMF waves, blah, blah, blah. It's non-toxic. I don't know. My husband did most of the research on this. And it's an indoor infrared sauna, and it's portable. So, you know, should we move, you can take it with you. We're spending so much time at home. It was sort of one of these, like, luxury buys that I would never in a normal time. You know, I would just go to like the Korean spa and do the infrared or do the, God, and I just was Korean missing spas. That.
Yes.
We talked about how as Asian people, our like reset is heat, like being in hot water, in steam, in, you know what I mean? That's like our reset is like raising the temperature of our bodies.
Having a Korean mom with the breath of her lunch still available, scrub me down in an Akasuri scrub. Just gray old skin coming out of every crevice, every inch of my life. That to me is home.
Yes. Yes. Flipping you around in a milk bath, just scrubbing in a netted wetsuit with just boobies and buddies hanging out, scrubbing.
Yep.
Harkening back to that image, that beautiful image we call home.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hold Zoom hands here. I bought this and I go in there with my oils and my sprays and my gua sha.
Gua sha.
And I, gua sha, I don't know.
For people who don't know what that is, could you please explain?
Gua sha is a type of, I suppose, Chinese massage. It's mainly lymphatic draining and using a very simple, like, carved stone.
So anyway, so yeah. I go in there and I do my toned. My gua sha and I do my massage and I just it you come out of there feeling like a million bucks. You sweat like you've never sweat. The infrared, you can do the research on it. It's like a certain type of heat that like permeates like deep tissue level.
Okay.
So there's lots of like detoxifying and repairing and all of that. But I mean, on a purely like vein level, you want to talk about your skin looking
glowy,
like a baby's fat little knee covered in honey. I mean, dimpled, dewy, chunky monkey. This is it. So it's excessive, I know, but it's definitely like an investment.
Oh, come on.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
This is what I'm going to spend my money on.
Question, where is it situated in your home? Are we right in the middle of the living room?
Yes.
Is it?
Totally. It's like front and center. People think it's like, oh my God, look at these parents. They're so cute. They give so much of their house space to their kids. Oh, they've set
that's
up
their playroom. Montessori that's a play tent.
And I'm like, get out of here. Mom's sweating. Mommy's sweating. It's sweat time. What did I tell you about sweat time?
Mommy's doing her gua sha.
You little rugrats, get out of here.
Yeah. You've taken enough from mommy. It's mommy's time.
I need to put the milk back in.
So that is a questionable quarantine buy.
Totally, 100% questionable quarantine buy.
But as you said, it shifted to just a great quarantine buy.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
So I am on my phone quite a bit. And during the quarantine, and I'm not a game person, really. I'm not. Like, and when I do, it is because I do get obsessive about it. There was a period in my early 20s when I got into The Sims. And sometimes I wouldn't sleep because I really was like, I hope she's okay. Anyways, so what I put on my phone during this quarantine is it's a game called Fishdom.
Okay.
And it is just a dumb puzzle game.
Huh.
And it's something that I play every day when I don't want to do anything. And what they got me to going to is because you know that I like decorating. And so you get money. And then you use that money to, like, decorate various aquariums. So this bitch is like, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, like, this aquarium needs some flowers. Like, it's just, it is so questionable. It's so unnecessary. It's also so, like, soothing to me.
Yes.
And I have drawn the line where I'm not buying things out of it anymore because it's gotten ridiculous. I'm like, stop it. Cool up. You don't need extra lives. Cool up. Live your life. Cool up. Live this life.
Not your fish life. Cool up.
Not my fish life.
Not your fish life. I'm noticing a trend here, which is interesting, like,
what's that?
During this time,
yes.
Is that, yeah, like, you're really craving things that are very soothing, that feel very calming, and that give you that sense of comfort. And I think that's probably something a lot of people can relate to.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah.
That's nice of you to say.
Whereas I feel like during this time, I'm more like, if I were to describe right now this moment of like what adjective describes my 2020, the word that comes to my mind is retreat. Just.
Okay. Okay.
Go so far into my own head, my own space.
Ah, so that type of, yeah, retreat versus like spa retreat.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. Retreat as in like fall back, as in.
Fall the fuck back.
As in, yeah, as in the battle is won. Everybody go home. Turn out the lights. Halloween is canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Happy New Year, maybe, probably not. Like
probably
that's
not.
That's where I'm. And, but they're both. Fine, they're both valid, and I'm sure, you know, we'll move in and out of it. But I like hearing your version, too. That does give me some comfort. Okay, everyone, that's it for this episode.
We hope that you all have the best tea gives that you can possibly have in this weird time.
Check out our Instagram at AddToCartPod to see all of the products from this episode.
I love how you say it fully. You're like, the brand is Instagram. Not Insta,
not IG.
Because if I say Insta, no one will believe it. It's not going to roll off my tongue. I'm not going to try it. You know what I mean? I don't say holla back. I don't use these terms, Insta.
Well, nobody does anymore. Who did? Okay, you guys, we'll catch you all next week. Holla back! Also with that fire, boy.
Add to Cart is a production of Lemonada Media. Our producer is Claire Jones, and our editor is Bill Lance. Theme music is by Wasabi and produced by LA Made It and Oh So Familiar, with additional music by APM Music. Executive producers are Kulap Vilaysack, Sujan Pak, Jessica Cordova Kramer, and Stephanie Whittles Wax.
Be sure to check out all the items we mentioned today on our Instagram at AddToCartPod. Also, take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere, and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people, and we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think about a moment in your life that changed you, where one day you were yourself, and then the next day, poof, you weren't. I'm Stephanie Whittles Wax, host of the show Last Day, and each week I sit down with a new guest to explore happy, sad stories of transformation. Some last days are hopeful, some are tragic, but on the other side of every last day is a fresh start. Come laugh cry with us. Listen to Last Day wherever you get your podcasts.